What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, the media collectively clutched its pearls when Elon Musk showed up at the Senate with his young son, X, perched on his shoulders. He was headed to meetings on the newly formed Department of Government Efficiency. Of course, critics pounced. The BBC quoted American University professor Kurt Braddock, who called it a political move to make him seem more personable. And of course, this is just more chaos and distraction. For some reason, the media don't seem to like take your kids to work days. With us now to try and explain the media's obsession and opposition to what should be admirable and frankly perfectly normal occurrence is Sam Sorbo. She is author of The Parent's Guide to Homeschool, Making Education Easy and Fun. She is an impassioned advocate for home education. She continues acting, producing, writing, and is an in-demand analyst on radio and television. She hosts The Sam Sorbo Show daily and is a sought-after public speaker. In fact, she'll be here speaking via Zoom to the Sedgwick County Republican Party coming up later this month. She enjoys engaging her audiences in new national dialogue. Sam, thank you for joining us. Particularly, thank you for joining us here on Mother's Day. I hope you had a lovely Mother's Day.
It's been fantastic, but you know, every day is my Mother's Day.
Oh, well, and I guess let's be woke and let's say birthing person's day, right?
No,
I
mean, it's, no.
Are we allowed to call it Mother's Day?
Nope, I'm not taking that. Boy, the world's gone crazy.
Yes.
And we're still sending our children to school. That's how crazy we are.
Yes.
My heart breaks for the nation because we've been so indoctrinated, brainwashed, as if you will, to send our children to school. And so when I saw Elon Musk carry his little boy on his shoulders into a Senate meeting, like into a press conference, into the Oval Office, like he just brings his kid with him everywhere. I want people to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that is homeschooling. That's what it looks like. It looks like you spend time with your child and give your child the opportunity to observe you being an adult, because that's really all your children want. And that's actually what you want for them. You want them to be an adult as good or better than you.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people think that we need school because why? They went to school and they were taught to think we need school.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I mean, maybe Elon Musk just believes in, protecting one's children and not outsourcing parenting. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton said it takes a village. How about it just takes good parenting? And I don't understand why they're so obsessed and so upset about the fact that he takes his kid around with him to work. I mean, what's wrong with that? And why is it such a bad thing?
No, and in fact, we should encourage it more and more,
yeah,
in my view, because stronger families build a stronger social fabric. And we need that. We need that in the United States today. We are sorely lacking in fathers because we've denigrated the role of the father in the family. And we should not have done that. And so we need a resurgence in fathers and fatherhood. And Elon is clearly leading the way. Now, part of the reason is that he's already lost a son to the woke mind virus, as he puts it. And so he doesn't want to risk losing another child to that. And frankly, that's child abuse. The woke mind virus and the people who are out there sort of touting it as the next great answer, they should be locked up. They should not be allowed near children. And their perversion should be put to the side, because it's very dangerous what they're doing to children. I've talked to too many young people who are detransitioning to ever take it seriously that this could actually resolve any issues. And by the way, I don't know if your audience knows this, but years ago, Johns Hopkins did the research. They performed the surgeries, but they also did the follow-up, because it's all an experiment, ladies and gentlemen. None of this has been proven, okay? And so they did the follow-up, and they asked all of their patients who did the transition if they were satisfied. And to a patient, they were all satisfied, and they had the same suicide rate pre-op or post-op. So the treatment does nothing to cure what's at stake, which is a psychological affliction.
Right, right. And it is bizarre, this obsession. We had a protest here in Wichita. They do it every Saturday, and we went down last week. We went down and we talked to these folks, and one of them had a sign with Elon Musk on it, and it said "No Nazis." And I happened to ask the guy, "What about Elon Musk made him a Nazi?" And he said, "Well, he's got 14 kids, so he believes in eugenics and white nationalism." Why having 14 what? Kids? Thank you. That was exactly my response. What?
Does he think Musk is trying to repopulate the earth all by himself?
Apparently. And even that, I would say, what's wrong with that? And Musk bringing his children to work, even to meetings with world leaders, doesn't signal chaos. As far as I'm concerned, that signals commitment. It embodies, home education, and I don't know, it's profoundly traditional. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, here's the thing. We're not going to have any effect on Elon Musk, but let's talk about how this whole image affects us. And the way that I would like to see it affect us is, rather than clutching our pearls, as I wrote that the mainstream media did, I would like parents to take a look at that and say, oh my gosh, I wonder if I could bring my kid to work with me instead of submitting him to the people who are peddling lies and fear in the schools, right? I wonder if I could spend more time with my child and maybe forge a stronger relationship with my child. And that's why I wrote my book, Parents Guide to Homeschool, because what I want parents to understand is that homeschooling is well within your reach. It is well within your grasp. It is not nearly as daunting or difficult as they want you to believe it is. They need job security, and they have it because they've trained us all to believe in them, the educators, but they're wrong. And my proof for that is they can't do the job that they set out for themselves. So why are we trusting them with our children when we can educate our children? By the way, homeschoolers, a school child, basically, how do I put this? School will never beat homeschool.
Right.
And homeschoolers score roughly 25% better on their tests, on the academic proficiency tests. And in the inner city, those children score up to 42% better than their peers on the academic tests. And so I want parents to understand there is no relationship with the education level of the parent. Because the parent in this scenario, the parent is not the teacher. You are not replacing the school. You are offering your child a freedom-minded outlook on education. You are the lead learner. You are the guide, the navigator for your child. And you can do that. And you can do it in as little as an hour a day. But you have to be willing to spend some time with your child. And so that's what I'm encouraging in parents is, if you need to find a babysitter for the hours that you're at work and you can't train your child to simply be at work with you, or you can't adjust your schedule to allow yourself to be more at home or whatever, then find a babysitter, a family member, another homeschooling family. Do something like that, and then take over the overall instruction of your child And once you teach your child to read, the world opens up to him. And all you have to do is basically be a gatekeeper so that your child doesn't read the wrong things, but does read the right things. And those things are all available. I have a list of them in my book, Parents Guide to Homeschool. You can go to sorbostudios.com and see more of my resources. It's just not as difficult as they want us to believe. And then the flip side is it's a lot more rewarding than you ever dreamed because you were just ready to sacrifice your child to the school. And I'm saying if you don't do that, you will reap tremendous rewards, tenfold of what you think.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We're talking with Sam Sorbo, author of Parents Guide to Homeschool, Making Education Easy and Fun. And I think there's a lot of folks that agree that homeschooling is the first step to bringing back the family. Earlier this week, you tweeted, by the way, if folks want, or X, however you want to phrase it, if folks want to find you on X, they can find you at the Sam Sorbo. But you tweeted out, I follow you on Twitter, I encourage folks to do so, but you tweeted out that we are at a cultural tipping point, and because of school, we lack the discernment to do much about it. And I think that's so true. You know, the government school system really is, in many ways, failing our kids. And, you know, Reagan famously said government isn't the solution, it's the problem. And so many people have become so dependent on government for their whatever, their work, their job, their health care, their et cetera. And in this case, they're for the education of their children. And yet the education establishment is failing our kids.
Yeah. And I want to point out to people, I don't believe that the schools are failing. I don't believe there's anything wrong with the schools. They're doing the job that they were meant to do.
Yes.
We just don't like the job that they're doing.
Yes.
So let's get off of this, oh, we have to fix our schools mantra, because you can't fix something that's not broken. It's doing what it's designed to do. It's designed to intimidate children, to make them compliant, so they are good worker bees. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to make them conform through intimidation. And that's why I call them child abuse. It's designed to shut down their learning. Our schools are the opposite of education. They teach the child, don't ask, sit in your chair, be quiet. If you have a question, you need permission. You have to get permission before somebody's going to address you. You have to raise your hand. That's a barrier to entry. So don't ask. Don't try because failure's bad. Don't think. Just regurgitate for the exam what the teacher taught you. And don't read because the teacher read the book. There's no reason for you to read it. All you need to know is, will this be on the test? And that's the number one question that's asked in school today. So schools don't educate. And they basically never did, which is hard. It's hard to say that to people who think that they've been educated. I used to think that I was educated. And then I started reading the material that I was putting in front of my children, going, why didn't I ever get this in school? Why didn't I learn about the history of the United States in school? Why didn't we learn how to pay our taxes in school? For crying out loud, the government was training us, but not to be taxpayers. Like, that's just weird. That's just bad pedagogy. And so I'm done with it. And I did this with my three kids. I homeschooled them all. It was not nearly as hard as people think. They used to they would go, oh, bless you. You know, you really took on. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm lazy. I didn't want to make lunch for them. I didn't want to sit in the drop-off line. I didn't want to sit in the pickup line. I didn't want to have meetings with the teacher. My parent-teacher meetings were in the mirror. I didn't even have to change out of my pajamas to have them. Like, I'm lazy. I'm the lazy one. And my kids are great learners. They're super engaged because they had freedom while they were growing up. And that's the difference. When you institutionalize a child, you are locking him down. It's the worst thing you can do for young boys. And you can't do much worse for young girls either, but definitely for young boys. I don't recommend it. We need strong young men. We can't be training our young men to be girls.
If folks are interested, again, the book is called Parents' Guide to Homeschool, Making Education Easy and Fun. It's a workbook, basically, for every parent. If folks are interested, if they want to look at it, if they want to check out a copy, they can get it at sorbostudios.com. And, of course, again, they can find you on X at the Sam Sorbo. And again, coming up next Thursday, you'll be speaking to the Sedgwick County Republican Party via Zoom. But those are the best ways to connect with you as well, correct, on sorbostudios.com?
Sorbostudios.com, and people can sign up for our newsletter. It's free, and it's just the best way that we have to stay in touch with people because there's no telling what social media is going to do next. Frankly, I think Musk just sold Twitter X, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with that now. But I'm excited to address your group. I can't wait to talk about school choice, which is a Trojan horse. I can't believe so many conservatives are jumping on the school choice bandwagon. Since when is socialism a conservative value? I don't know. But I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Sam, I appreciate you again. Thank you for joining us. Say hello to your husband. He was a great guest to have on the show. Thank you again for joining us. And carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.